from transnational corporations in AHRC 573, the communications report of the complaints procedures. When the Working Group on Binding Instruments was conducting its proceedings, we at Sikh Human Rights Group were cynical, as the focus appeared to be on states to take action rather than HRC directly in engaging with TNCs. The list of complaints gives us hope that a mechanism is evolving that will hold TNCs answerable, if not accountable, for their conduct through direct or indirect violations of human rights of ordinary people, communities, indigenous people, and indeed even nations. We would like to suggest that both the guiding principles on business and human rights and the reporting mechanism set up by the Working Group on Business and Human Rights should be widely circulated around the world. Indeed, we urge Working Group to engage with trade unions around the world to let their members be informed about this mechanism at least. Further, we would like to recommend that the Working Group should set up sessions similar to the Working Group on Involuntary Disappearances and invite individuals, NGOs, and even trade unions to bring complaints with the provision to invite TNCs to respond to them. Thank you very much.
I thank you, sir. I now give the floor to the indigenous people.